attention, nieces and nephews. Once again, it is your favorite uncle, Uncle Dewey, and I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling really good. As always, I bring forth the uncleist of uncleisms, if that's even a word. And speaking of uncleisms and a colloquy of uncles, or a whole pack of them, depending on where you're from, I have in the studio with me right now my brother. Every time I see him, I'm gonna smack him upside the head just because I miss him. My brother Mike Steele.
Give it up for my bro.
I'm about to start crying on the microphone, y'all. Y'all just don't understand. My bro is here. Say something to the people, man. Just, yo. And just don't say, yo, man, speak, man. It's been a minute. Like I said, if y'all hear me get emotional or my voice crack, it's because I'm so happy to see him. Tell you, man, life has just divided us, man. We just have so much going on. But I mean, you know what? Married life, father life, you know, we're going to talk about a little bit of everything, man. From father isms to music isms. And let me just take the word ism out of the vocabulary because I'm using it too much. Y'all know how it is. Y'all know, see, today is the 4th of August. Can y'all believe we are in the 8th month of this year? 4 more months until the end of the year. You know, we had this election coming up, as well as you know, Thanksgiving or Turkey Day or Eat Day. You know, the way that people are changing holidays nowadays, stuff like that. Of course, Christmas or Gift Giving Day. We're just gonna go ahead and leave it that way. Gift Giving Day. Hey, here's a present. Yep. But nevertheless, my bro is here. We're gonna cut up. And you know what? Throughout this entire episode, I'm gonna ask him random questions because I like to pick his brain because the kid is brilliant. Okay, the kid is brilliant. He's a genius. And we even have a plug on some music, you know, because he's a musician. So we're gonna, you know, talk to him about music as well. And you know, for a treat for y'all, we're gonna drop an instrumental or maybe a song or two. You know, depends on how the software goes. But in the meantime, in between time, you know, we are here and everything. So, bruh,
yo,
state your name.
Mike Steele.
All right, of course. Now, Mike, we all have had this conversation before, plenty of time. And when would you say it was like the first time you really fell in love with music?
Shit. I was young at church.
Yeah.
Everybody say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Church.
You know, you started playing the keyboard and instantly became nice on it. You know, it was no delay in that one. I mean, you know, when you have a talent, when you have a gift, you know, it's time to serve.
Yeah.
Serve it, you know. Yeah. What would you say, like, is even back then when you first fell in love with music, what was, like, some of your favorite artists to listen to?
Man, I was in, like, R&B,
mm-hmm.
Neo, so mm-hmm. I was on Bilal real hard.
Yeah, Bilal, yeah.
I was on a whole bunch of old artists, Silk, Man, Cisco, all everybody mm-hmm. that was, like, doing music for real. Like, I'm, like, really singing, mm-hmm. like, really playing. Like, I was on, like,
yeah.
Gotcha.
How do you feel like about live performances, like live band performances? You know, an artist can say whatever and do whatever in the studio, but to bring out the real artist within the artist per se, you know, check them on a live performance.
Yeah.
So who would you say is like one of your favorite live performances? And it could be any genre, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, all across the board. If
favorite live?
Yeah.
Man, who put on this show? I got so many people
mm-hmm.
I'm listening to. Like, old or new.
Shoot, any.
Any.
Like I said, any.
This ain't no, what's the name?
You know what I'm saying? Because we both know music is timeless.
Right.
You know, it may have came out in 1975.
Right.
But it's still timeless to this day.
I'm thinking,
for example,
like, Not the all time. He got a killer live show. Mm-hmm. He got real musicians. He play himself too. So
okay,
his live show is crazy. Man, Snarky Puppy, dog, like they are crazy live. Good music.
Give me something old school, Young Blood.
Old school.
Yeah.
Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, goodness, man. It's like you got a whole, you got everything. You got dancing.
It will orchestrate.
What? Yeah. And they sound good. And the music sound good too. So yeah. It's like Triple Threat.
Hey, look. You know, if there's any way for music to go back to that particular time, in this day and time where we have more live performers that are, excuse me, really into what they doing everything, you know, versus just a simple recording and then you're out.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a lot of effort. So if there was any way to go back, I mean, and you know, there's probably artists out there that really do their thing, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, like I was saying, you know, a lot of artists nowadays, they just record and that's it. You know, and that's why you see a lot of people. That's why you hear from an artist on the radio maybe for 1 year, and after that you don't hear from them. And I don't know, and I never did understand why, and I always thought that maybe it was because of contract deals.
I think it was like, I felt like it was like trends.
Mm-hmm.
Trends go so fast. So unless you're making consistent music all the time or timeless music,
mm-hmm.
you can't really take a break because somebody always out there.
Right.
I think my only people that really do that is like my probably like Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
But he's able to do that because when you put out an album, it's like
It hits.
It hits, bro. Like, so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he can do that kind of, but you got cats that's like, you just make music just to, because it's trending. You know what I'm saying? Like, which ain't nothing wrong. Like, hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's part of the business, man. It's entertainment.
That's right.
People pay for it, so no matter how long they're paying attention to it, they'll pay for it for the time being.
Absolutely. And I mean, we can go on and on about music because, you know, I fell in love with music at an early age. I mean, this may sound old, this may really tell my age here, but I remember the big headphones, you know, with the big headphone jack that plugged into the, you know, the house radio. I guess you would call it a house radio. It was like, you know, the big head unit with the speakers, like similar to kind of what I got over there in the corner over there, and listen to the records, and I remember the first time I heard Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember when I heard, when I first heard Sade, who was, everybody knows my family, that Sade is my first love. Simple as that, you know.
This is no ordinary love.
What? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Look, I love Sade.
Is it a crime?
Okay, here we go. What? I'm telling you, man, we are going to cut up today, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. Look here, I'm just warming him up now. We're going to cut up on this. Yeah. For real, man.
For real,
Yeah. And then especially, this is the part that I used to get y'all with coming up. Was that when I played Is It a Crime by Sade. That last part where she kind of, you know, comes in somber and she's like,
is it art?
And then I'll turn the volume sky high, but when she come with that last part, cry! Like, Melvin, turn that down!
Oh my God.
Look, you gotta understand the energy within that. Well, if you were to envision, you know, lyrically, what she was doing, it was like she was lyrically pulling back a slingshot. Is, you know, she's pulling back. Is it? And when she let it go, cry. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't understand. Look, I can talk about Sade all day. I love her. I love her, and I mean, she's still. You know, I mean, she's the type that can. She's the only artist in the industry ever who can wait 10, 15 years and drop an album,
yeah, yep.
And then completely wipe out everything, you know. for the real music heads out there.
Right,
that is just her. That is just how she does it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That is just her. You know, I love some Sade. You know.
Smooth operator.
Okay, let me stop. Yeah. All right, we got another random question for my bro, Mike.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a sandwich and a sandwich? Talk to the people, Mike.
One of them, you just eat. The other one, you put it on the stove.
Huh?
The D Deluxe.
Oh, yeah. See people coming up. You know, whenever my brother, my sister was out of school for the summer.
And that's a sandwich.
Yeah, that's a sandwich. But look, it raised them. Okay. Look here, I would scramble me some eggs or fry some eggs and fry some bologna and put some cheese on it. I used to call it Dean Deluxe. I would coin the sandwich. I would trademark that Dean Deluxe. And look here, I used to take like about 3 or 4 eggs at a time. You know, and when I would fry them. And I mean, just put that cheese on it and that fried bologna on it. And I tell you,
a sandwich
makes a meal any day.
That's not a sandwich.
Sandwiches.
You don't need nothing but a sandwich.
Bruh, man, sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? Yep. But that's the difference between a sandwich and a sandwich, in my opinion. Bro, what you been up to, man?
Man, just working, bro.
Yeah.
Just working.
We all working, and during this pandemic, we are blessed to have jobs.
Yes.
You know, my job, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, the people that I work with. And your job, you out there with the clients every day. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, we all are here to feed our families and have some peace and quiet. Feed our families and have some peace and quiet. But yeah, I done paid the bills. Leave me alone now. Grown man life. Grown man, like, look, we're gonna go ahead and take a break, and during this break, I'm gonna go ahead and plug in a instrumental that was created by my bro here for you all to enjoy. Shout out to Mama, my number one fan. Hey Ma, I love you. And as I always say, y'all, and through all my podcasts, as I always say, y'all, call your mama. Call your mama right now. Matter of fact, send her a text and say I love you.
Love you,
Ma. Alright, we'll be back in just a minute. But in the meantime, listen to this beautiful music. You with me? I'm with you. We here. My brother's here. About to have a good time, y'all. Alright, be back in a little bit. In the meantime, you know, go get some drink, or you know, go use the bathroom, or text your mama. I love you. I'm babbling. Alright, be back. of course, it is us. The uncles are in the building. Here we is. For you country folks, here we is. Here I is. All right. Once again, here with me is my bro. Bruh.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen. It's time for another random question. You ready? All right. Right now, you can meet any artist right now. Any artist and have a conversation with them right now. Dead or alive. Or, for those who are sensitive, gone or still here. How about that? Yeah. Any artist right now. Think of any artist right now that you can sit down and have a conversation with.
Combo with them.
Yeah.
Probably be DJ Khaled.
Yeah. All right, you gotta explain that one.
Man, this dude, over the eras, he's remained stay relevant. He just get better and better with his brand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I look up to him a lot.
Okay.
Do a lot of moves on the table, but really in your face at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Business wise, you know what I'm saying? Yep.
It's kind of hard to narrow down to one artist, but you know, I love a lot of underground hip hop, a lot of neo soul. That's always been my favorite spot. I like a lot of the alternative stuff, you know. So it's, you know, if that's even a word to name for that, you know, because it's like it's different.
Right.
You never hear it on the radio, but it's different, you know. So it would have to be a tie between Fonte from Little Brother.
Oh, yeah.
Or Thundercat.
Oh yeah, yeah. So Thundercat.
Y'all know out there how much I love Thundercat. And speaking of Thundercat, my brother was the first one to put me on the Thundercat. Now I'm hooked. I listen to Thundercat, I would say, just about every day. You know, for real. And it's gotten to a point where Louis will be 2 in October. When Thundercat comes on, Louis starts nodding his head.
Right.
Especially Durag.
Right.
I feel kind of fly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I love Thundercat. He's a weird person. Of course, he's weird. But then again, what defines weird? Is right. It just different from the norm?
Right. Super normal.
I don't care. Dude is a genius on the bass guitar, and I love his music. It's, you know, it's catchy. It's you know, melodic. It's all of that. You know, and I love it. You know,
he's crazy.
Yes, he is.
All around artist. All around.
Yeah, he really is. He really is. And as far as like, you know, Fonte from Little Brother. You know, his style of rapping is for the grown man.
Yeah.
You know, for the grown man who's been through some things in life.
Right.
Who has a mortgage? You know, who has a 401k? Who has a job? You know, who has, you know, a family?
Right.
You know, he raps for them, you know, and I like that, you know.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm always saying something.
You know, and I mean, you know, him and, you know, Rapper Big Pooh, you know, Little Brother, you know, the group, just, I love it. You know, it's what I've always been into, you know, and I only seen like a little snippet of their video for Loving It during the award show, like back in 2003, 2004, something like that. I can't remember what year it was. But, you know, just for a couple of seconds, I was like, who's that? You know? I mean, it was like lightning struck twice when it came to Jesse Boykins. You know, saying, I'm like, who is that? Like, you know, and then I had to hurry up and go look it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, you know.
Yeah. Amazing, man. Put out some great work.
Great work, yes.
Great.
Yeah, you know, music that you anticipate for the next thing.
Yeah, for real.
You know, like, what else do you have?
Right.
You know, before I go further, let me give a shout out to our sister Jessica.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sis. Hey. You know, for those listening, you know that she comes on the show a couple times, and you know, we just always have a good time when she comes through. Yeah, so shout out to our sister Jay.
Yep.
It's time for another random question, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I just love asking these random questions because you're just like, huh? What? All right. So, this is the thing. All
right.
I'm gonna have you pick an album, all right? All right. So, sitting right behind you, Mike, to your far left, is a stack of records. All right. Go over there and just randomly pull one. And let's see what he pulled. Let's see what his hands have the taste for. Then we're going to talk about hands when he comes back to the microphone. So he's going over there now. And he's picking. And what does he have? Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, my brother has picked out Lakeside, Fantastic Voyage. Come along and ride on it. Okay, yes, I don't.
Mistaken,
I don't.
I think that's one of the top songs.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
Wow. So Mike has picked out Fantastic Voyage by Lakeside. And this record here. Look at it, everybody's dressed in pirate clothing. Yep. Excellent. Well, excellent choice, man. So speaking of hands, alright. It's always been for the For the musician purists, there's always been a debate over the years, all right, between this legendary keyboard, Motif, 6, 7, or 8?
The 8?
Really?
Yeah.
The Mo-8?
Yeah. I mean, the Motif.
Yeah.
Like the Motif 8. Yeah. It's cold. The sounds in there are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
I thought you was a 6 man myself.
Mm-mm. Nah. I ain't never had a 6. I learned, man.
About 6.
My brother Tario, man. He taught me a lot on the Motif 6.
Yeah.
So, but no. Matter of fact, I prefer the Motif.
So where? I know it's 2020. Mm-hmm. That was years ago when I know that you was just, you know, hot on the 6.
Right.
So where are the model numbers now? You know, like
I'm really more on like MIDI boards and stuff like that. Like I guess because like as far as like producing and stuff like that. The last I've heard. Like the newest board was like this. Was it a Roland? I think it was a Roland.
Roland, yeah, I forgot all about them.
I think they was. I ain't sure though. I gotta check. Don't quote me on it.
Gotcha.
I'm thinking so. But yep, I be more like the M audio, the new M audio board. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you was a 6 man myself, but you done graduated to the 8. Pinky out, bougie. I don't mess with those 6s.
Nah, I would. If I had one, I'd use it.
Exactly. You know, we talk about music all the time because we just love music. We love music. I mean, you know, you and myself, I do a little beat here and there. You know, on this program I've been messing with for a couple years now. You know, it just plugs really good beats and everything, and easy setup.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So now, time for another random question, bro.
Let's go.
All right. The number one. Okay, I put it to you this way. It's in two parts. In your opinion, the number one beat making program now versus the number one beat making program that you swore by when you first started making beats. Go.
Honestly, I've been with the same beat, the same program, Reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I go with. Like, I try to do Fruit Loops, like, FL Studios, I tried, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of homeboys that use FL Studios, and the beats are cold, but
mm-hmm.
I just can't get away from Reasons. Like, Reasons, that's my go-to program.
Is it because of the setup? You know how you
get. Yeah, I mean, and I'm familiar with it too. I'm really familiar with it, so
mm-hmm.
it's like I don't never like to I don't mind learning new programs because they can pretty much kind of work all the same. Mm-hmm. But as far as making beats, reasons recording, mm-hmm. and mixing, I say Pro Tools.
Pro Tools?
Yeah, sir.
Pro Tools. Okay. It's plenty of programs out there.
Yeah.
Including the one I play with from time to time, Microsoft Music Maker.
Yeah.
For like, you know, Windows 10 and I believe 8. Not familiar with like what other operating systems that you can use it with, but
right.
it's a pretty simple setup. But what I love about it the most also is that, you know, it saves your file.
Yeah.
And you can send it to your DVD burner. Mm-hmm. You can burn it onto a DVD.
Right.
You know, you can send it elsewhere, you can send it like to someone so they can mess with it or whatever.
Right.
But it's a pretty nice program, man. I mean, hey, it's free.
Right. Can't be there.
It's free, but I mean it's an awesome program. You know, I hopefully will get a chance to look into other programs that maybe, you know, that I may be best in and everything. Just, you know, just to right. play around with the drums and
you know. Always been music, man. For
yeah.
a long time. You put me on, man. You the reason why I'm like
tell the story.
You look.
Tell the story.
You the reason, man. Well, you stayed on some good classic music for real.
I just went with what I felt.
Yeah.
If that means anything, you know, one song to someone can strike totally different with someone else.
Right.
And growing up, I mean, I had, you know, like I say, you know, I love Sade.
Right.
You know. You know, I love Sade. Y'all know I love Sade. So, you know.
This is no ordinary love.
Okay, all right, let me stop. You know, I had Sade's music. I had a lot of East Coast hip hop. You know, I had, if I can remember my CD collection, because I remember you used to mess with my CDs.
Yes, sir.
But who knew that then you right. mess with my CDs would form your taste in music.
That's right.
You know, because I had Redman.
Yeah.
I had Nas, It Was Written.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. I was on them CDs young too.
Yeah, I had even then I had a dude from the West Coast, Spice One.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Remember him?
Yeah, you used to have a CD book.
Oh, the CD books, yeah.
Man, listen,
man.
You can hardly zip them closed, but it's like looking there, you're gonna find something that's gonna be like crazy.
Look. It was at a point in time, y'all, when I had a CD exchange class program, and this is how it goes. I would buy a CD,
mm-hmm.
put it in rotation for a good little while, pass it to Mike.
It's over.
Cause Mike would be like, man, let me borrow that. I'm not gonna say no to my brother. Alright, so. All right, man. But look, bring it back. All right. Mike, have it on rotation. Mike must want to play it around one.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to our bro, Juan. Oh, Juan.
Sorry.
Juan Ray. Shout out to you, boy. Yeah, man, we're talking about you. So he passed it to Juan. Okay. Juan be like, yo, this hot, man. It's hot, man. Yeah. Juan probably would make a dub or something.
Yeah.
But then Marquise will find out about it.
Yeah.
And then it seemed like it would disappear. Hey, man, you still got my Floyd CD? Oh, man, I think I lost that.
You was like, sounds familiar to all of us, though. Man. I ain't gonna lie. You want some new, like the new tweet? You want the new.
Right.
Man. You go to Melvin, man.
Right.
Man, what kind of CD would you listen to? Let me see your CD book.
I mean, and it'd be some hot stuff.
Facts.
You know, because I mean.
It was only two people I knew that had music like that. That was my biggest influence. It was you and Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And go to Sean's room, yo. Like,
look here, Sean.
Oh my God, dog.
Sean. I remember it was like a desk that had like the little small shelves within the desk on the desktop, and it was like when I would go over there, I would see everything.
Everything, dog.
I would see everything. I was like, wow, dude, you have this,
yo.
You have this. Like even back in the day. There was a little group from up north called The Crew.
Yeah.
And they did an album called The Dirty 30. I remember that. Because it was a single that they did with Mos Def. Everybody who to the music and do what you like to. Oh yeah. So something like that. But I mean, I love that song so much. Could never find that CD. And I remember that day I was at Sean, and I saw it, and I was like, "Bro, you got this?" Yeah, because they were the same ones I believe that put out the single "Pronto," I believe. Yeah, but that's way back. Way back.
Music, bro. Like, I ain't had no choice.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no choice. Even at church, like, man, it was Nathan, Gary, Ronald Charles.
Mm-hmm.
Not Ronald Charles, Travis.
Yep.
Brandon.
Yep.
Man, listen, bro. Me and Juan, we looked up to these niggas, bro. Like, facts.
So it was like, hold on, that's before the 4-1 days.
Yeah, no, that is the 4-1.
Well, there it is, the 4-1 days. Okay, the 4-1 days. Okay, it needs to be a reunion going on.
These niggas.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think I need to get them in here. Like, what are the odds of getting them all in here? So, you know, to put together some harmony.
It really started it off for me. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. It was first Rising Stars. They were like stars to me, for real. Like, for real. Niggas like, Rock Stars coming? Oh my God, I'm in the front row. As close as I can.
Yep, I remember that. And I remember just their harmony alone. I mean, you know, this is old school harmony. Yeah. This is 5 heartbeats,
exactly.
4 tops, Temptations.
Herman was like, that's the one with all the rings.
Is that? Hold on. Let me paint a picture for y'all about Herman. Dig. Check this out.
Yeah, man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Herman. What I tell you?
Man, listen.
Yeah.
Yep. But I'm gonna tell you. I still be watching those. What's the name, man? Like.
Uh huh. I wish I could find one of them tapes.
Man. I got one. Yep. Man.
That's what's up, man.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, I love the whole style. I mean, them dudes could dress, and when they come through, it's just like they just set the tone instantly.
Man. And the music always sounds good. And I knew every song.
Right.
Every song, dog.
Right.
Like, it was them. It was them being on the choir and 4-1.
Yep,
and
4-1.
You looked up to them dudes, bro. Like, we started thinking, like, man, we could do a group too. Like,
right.
We could sing too. Like,
right.
Man, I was going to school doing all that stuff, everything.
Look, inspiration.
Yep.
Inspiration. I totally understand. I really do, man.
Like, yeah. I had all y'all influences in my life, so it's like, I ain't had no choice.
I love music, and you know, for me, it started when I was, you know, when I was little, you know, and had the big radios, you know, back from the 80s, you know, and the big headphones, and first time listening to Thriller,
right?
Yeah. You know, and first time listening to Sade, first time listening to Luther and Roger Troutman, and
right.
You know, I mean, you couldn't tell me Computer Love wasn't my song.
Right.
I mean, you know, I've been around.
Yes, sir.
My sexy mama could bring me down. All right, let me stop. But you know, even, you know, Purple Rain,
yes,
Prince,
man.
You know, and I mean, you know, The Time.
Yes, man.
You know, Morris Day, you know, all of that. All of them,
man.
You know,
the music was, it still is timeless. Right. Timeless music.
And I've always felt music is timeless because, you know, even though it was made in a certain year, that means nothing. It was just the year that it was created.
Yeah.
It's created for a timeless revolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, you hear something and it takes you back. Or what do you know can take you back to a memory?
Right.
Or take you to a euphoria, so to speak. You know, a peaceful place in your mind. You know, what can do that but music?
Music.
You know, and it's true what they say, music soothes the savage beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that don't mean go out there and kick somebody's dog and then play some Thundercat.
Right.
The dog might just not like Thundercat. But it's okay, you know, it's okay, Rover. Go Cause if his dog will holler. Watch out there now. Man, look at me. You know your brother crazy, man. You know your brother crazy, for real. For real. Alright, so right before we go to break, I'm gonna have Mike go and pick another album. So he's about to go pick another album.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what he picks. Let your fingers do the walking, sir. Whatever feels comfortable. Alright, he says he's gonna close his eyes this time. Let's see what he picks. I think I know the colors on that one. Hold on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Mike has went over and picked out. Check this out. The name of the album is Hearsay, and it's by Alexander O'Neill. Yeah. That is a good one. Wait. Criticize. So do y'all remember Fake? He's a fake. And you remember Criticize? Okay, I'm not gonna sing everything to y'all. Never knew love like this. Okay. Sunshine. Oh man, Sunshine is on this one. Oh shoot. Is that Hot Fire?
Yeah.
Crying Over Time When the Part Is Over. The Lovers, Hearsay. Oh, this is a beautiful album, y'all. Hey, yo, look, y'all Google that. I'm not plugging albums for copyright issues. I'm not gonna play the music, you know, because you know that's how that is. But look, y'all look that up. Hearsay is the album by Alexander O'Neill. Yes. We're gonna take a break. Uncle's in the building. We got Uncle Mike, Uncle Dewey, and this is what we do. All right, take a break. Go grab you a cold one. We'll get you a snack. You know, I'm pretty sure you still got that half open, the half empty box of Doritos sitting there. Same as some of them though, for real. But and also text your mama. You know, tell your mama that hey, I love you, mom. Just say, mom, I love you. All right, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Innocent.
For the benediction. It's altar call, people. Trying to come to the altar to get saved. Come on. I got the oil ready, right here, ready for you. We're going to touch and believe that whatever you're going through, you're going to make it through.
Yes, sir.
Can I get an amen? Amen. I want to thank y'all for joining us on this week. This is week 10. Episode 10. Special episode because my brother's here, man. I'm just like, wow. My brother is here. Awesome, man. We've been kicking and talking about all kind of foolishness, man. Y'all just don't understand. Some stuff that'll set this microphone on fire, stuff we've been talking about. Well, look at here. Y'all just getting edited version. Look. Y'all, love life. Love your family.
Yeah.
Love. Time out for all this foolishness. Keep your eye on the news, too, because Beirut? Had that mass explosion. I mean, that was crazy. You know, pray for the people out there. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Benediction.
Everybody be good. Live hard, love hard.
Yeah.
That's it.
What else you got?
That's about it.
Close us out with a scripture.
No, I ain't got
nothing. You ain't got nothing. All right, for the finale, we're gonna have Mike go pick out another album. All
right.
So while he's doing that and everything, he's gonna go over there. He's a musical genius. Let's see what his fingers have a taste for. Let's see. It's a good one, y'all. Ooh, it's a good one. I see it. He's coming back to the microphone.
Yes, sir.
Yes! My brother has picked out Maze featuring Frankie Beverly.
Yes,
the name of the album is Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Y'all remember some of the songs on side one. This is Time Is On My Side. Happy Fitness. Oh, man, yeah. Colorblind, Lady of Magic. Ooh, shut your mouth. Well, y'all don't understand, Lady of Magic, that's just side one. Side two is While I'm Alone, You, and Look at California. Look at California, I love that song because I always wanted to visit California one day. Experience the vibe of California, the beaches, just the overall scenery. I believe I would be blasting this the whole time I'm there. Look at California. Yeah, I love that. For real. Frankie Beverly and Maze, these are all vampires. They are ageless. They do not age. Frankie Beverly is like 412 years old right now. Looking good, you know. Just point me to the Fountain of Youth. I'm just saying. Yeah, but look. We have had a great time.
Yeah.
You learn something. You understand foolishness in its purest form, as well as you know, you being encouraged. You know, so look, take this going your merry way. We appreciate you stopping by. And shoot, who knows, man? In the near future, we'll try to get Michael here once again.
Yes, sir.
Get him on here once again and see what's going on with him. See what he got going on. You know? So look. I love y'all. Uncle Dewey love you. Uncle Mike love you, don't he?
Yeah.
Tell him that you love him, Uncle Mike.
Oh, I love you.
All right, all right. Look at you. You see how smooth he was? You got that from me. You know I love you. What? You know I love you. Yep. But look, we had a blast, y'all. We really had a blast. So, you know, like I say, enjoy the rest of your week and everything. And we are done.
Yeah.
And as always, call your mama. Now, this time, call her. Don't text her.
Sure.
Call her. Be like, Mom, what you cook? Mom. And then buy $50. She might hang up in your face, but at least you try. And that's all you can do is try.
That's it.
Once again, I'm babbling, ladies and gentlemen. But this is the benediction. This is episode 10. We have had a blast. And part, hey, look here. We hanging up with y'all now. But the party going to continue because it's just us.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, God bless. And thank you all for supporting me, rocking with me. I want to send a shout out once again to my brother for coming through, Mike Steele.
Yes, sir.
Yeah! My little bro. Shout out to my family. Shout out to you, the listeners.
Shout out.
Thank you so much. We out of here. Peace. Adios. Bye. Don't let the doorknob hit you. With a good little switch, is that how to say? Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. All right. We out. Call your mama. Right now.